On ABC Radio, this is FeePool.
Well, about 26,000 students in regional New South Wales will be sitting their high school certificate exams next week. It starts on Thursday the 17th and it'll roll right through till November the 11th. But is the HSC as important today as it was when we sat it? I mean, I still remember that feeling. I had a very specific strategy for the HSC. This is what I do. I'd pull an all-nighter before every exam. I had extensive notes, like lots of notes. My highlighter was my best friend. I'd walk into that exam after having no sleep and I would just regurgitate it all. Now, at the time I was living in the city, 24-hour cafes, they were my best friend. The HSC was a big deal. I wanted to do well. But today, I don't know. Today, is it as important? Let's find out. Professor Jim Tognolini is the Director of Education Measurement and Assessment Hub at Sydney Uni. He joins us now. Hey, are you allowed to ask, what was your ATAR? You're not allowed to ask that, are you? It's like, it's rude. It's like asking how much you weigh.
That's a good question. I've never asked anybody, but people can volunteer it if they do well and don't volunteer it if they don't do that well.
Right, because it is like this intellectual surmising of you. It's like you're either smart or you're not, according to your ATAR. But that's, you know, that's changed now, or has it?
Well, I think, again, I don't know if I agree that that's a definition of smart or not. It means you've done well on the HSC and in preparation for getting into university, if that's your aim. And as to whether it's important, I think it is still important for those people who want to go to university and would like to maximise their opportunities when they get into university. The best correlation of success at university is an ATAR score. And so if you're going to be successful at university, you should try and maximise your ATAR. I think that their alternative pathways are still a very valuable tool for entering universities.
You still have to play it right, the HSC, don't you? And by that I mean some subjects are worth more than others. Can we talk about that, you know, the weighting of subjects and why it's done that way?
What happens is in an ATAR, you get a choice of subjects, but then they are scaled to eliminate the relative difficulties of the subject. So you're not disadvantaged or advantaged by the subject you choose.
So if you do really well in sort of, you know, the human sciences, you're extremely well in that, you could do as well as someone that's done a couple of science subjects.
Yes, of course. I mean, the whole theory behind the ATAR and why we've got that there is because, you know, we have this range of subjects. If we want to compare students, the best way, I guess, is to have every person do the same six subjects. We can add them up and compare them and everything's standardised in that way. But we haven't. We've given students subject choice, so they can choose between 150 different subjects that contribute to their HSC, so they can, you know, pick subjects they like. And then what we've done is we've worked out statistically and psychometrically how to be able to take account of the relative difficulties of those subjects that they took, so no student is advantaged or disadvantaged. They just go into those subjects knowing I've got to do well in the subjects and I maximise my chances. It's actually saying, if everybody had done this subject, this is where you would lie.
Do you think that kids sitting the HSC this year have a different attitude towards it than, say, you and I did?
That's a very good question. I think that the children sitting in the HSC this year, there'll be a lot of them who have worked out already different pathways into where they want to go. So those students will have a different attitude. We didn't have many pathways when I went through, but I think the case is that there are alternative pathways for alternative ways of entry, but the traditional people who are going to come through and their focus is on getting into university, which is what the ATAR is designed for, then those people will be preparing and it'll be the same to them as it did to you and I.
Mm. The trick is knowing what you want to do after, isn't it?
It is, and that's the really good thing about say, in the sense that people, if they don't get what they want in their ATAR and they can't get in what they want, they can actually work different channels and ways to get into where they want to go. Again, I think that's really powerful. That, yeah, it's important. Of course, it's important. Everybody's prepared for it. Everybody's going to do their best. But your options don't stop with the HSC. In fact, that just says, oh, well, that avenue's not open at the moment. What other ways can I get to where I want to go?